the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hi there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers brought to you each week at this time by the good folks of the Madisonville Church of Christ. I'd like to welcome you to our broadcast, and I'd like to say how happy I am that you've tuned in to be with us today. I hope that you'll enjoy the time that we spend here together as we seek answers to your questions about God's holy word. Before I get into the question that I want to answer today, I'd like to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you to send us your questions about the Bible. Any questions you have about the Bible or about religious matters in general can be written down and mailed to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. The number to call if you would like to phone us up and leave us a message with your question, that's area code 270-821-3544. If you want to contact us on the internet, all you need to do is go to our church website. The address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. Those are all lowercase letters with no spaces or dashes between the words. Once you have found our homepage, look for the link that says Contact Us, and from there you'll be able to send me an email message with your question. It doesn't really matter to me what question you have. Any questions about the Bible, about matters pertaining to the Bible, are most welcome here on What Does the Bible Say? Now, I would also like to encourage you, if you do go and visit our church website, to check out the audio page at the website of the Madisonville Church of Christ. There you will find archived episodes of What Does the Bible Say? We try to keep episodes of this program archived at our church website for up to 1 year. So if you missed a week, if there's a question you're wondering if we've already tackled or not, go to the website, check it out, see for yourself. The address, once again, is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. There you can find the episodes of the program are downloadable. You can listen to them later on your device, or you can listen to them right there and then streaming from the web page. I hope that you will take advantage of this opportunity, and I hope that we might be able to be of service to you in some way at the Madisonville Church of Christ, helping you and encouraging you to learn more about God's holy word. Now for the question that we have to deal with today. This is a question that I've been asked a few times since I've been doing this program. It's one that folks always just seem to wonder about. The question is, did Judas repent of his actions, and is he now saved? You know, there are some who teach that. There are some who teach that Judas repented of the sins that he committed, that he is now saved. Well, what about that? You know, I think that you can make an argument that Judas made an attempt at repentance, but he was unsuccessful. In Matthew 27, verses 3 through 5, the text says, "Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned, in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself." When Judas realized what he had done to the Son of God, He changed his mind about wanting to betray Jesus. He no longer wanted the 30 pieces of silver for which he had conspired to betray the Son of God into the hands of his enemies. And it seems that in his thinking, he thought that, well, maybe he could undo what he had done if he just returned the money to where he had gotten it. And then he might not have to bear the guilt and the shame and the responsibility for having betrayed Jesus. But the people with which he conspired did not want to take the money back. What is that to us? See thou to that, was their response. He threw down the pieces of silver at their feet, and there's a little bit more that is given in the text there in Matthew 27, how that those to whom Judas had thrown the money said, well, what are we going to do with this? This is blood money. This is money that was given to in a conspiracy to have someone killed. And so they decided, well, let's take it and let's use it to buy a field that we can bury strangers in. And so ultimately that's what they did. They bought a field that ended up becoming called the Field of Blood. Anyway, the Bible talks about this a little bit more in Acts chapter 1 and verse 16. We have a meeting taking place among the disciples, and one of them speaks up, and Peter speaks up and says, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry." Then in verse 18, there's a parenthetical statement that says, "Now this man purchased a field with the wages of his iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that the field is called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, Field of Blood." This is interesting because Acts offers us some information. Matthew offers us additional information. Basically, the money that he cast at the feet of those with whom he conspired was used to purchase a field. It ended up being the field in which Judas had hanged himself. And when he hanged himself, he met a very violent end. The idea being that the stress of the hanging was so much that his skin burst open, his innards gushed out, and Judas would have died a very excruciating and painful death. It's sad, really, because what Judas did to try and assuage his guilt didn't work. He thought the only way out was to commit suicide. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10 says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." True repentance is motivated by godly sorrow, but Judas was motivated by worldly sorrow, which resulted in his death. Had Judas been truly sorry for what he had done, had he experienced godly sorrow, he would have returned to the other apostles. He would have reconciled with them. And if they all had truly listened to their master, then they would have forgiven him and welcomed him back into their fellowship. Because as Jesus taught in Matthew 6, 14 and 15, if we won't forgive others their trespasses against us, God will not forgive us our trespasses against him. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that Judas did not fully repent and that he is not, as a matter of fact, saved. In choosing to die by his own hand, Judas murdered himself. He committed a sin that he could not repent of, and for which he could not be forgiven. By definition, suicide is the murder of oneself. Murder is a sin, as Jesus taught in Matthew 5:21. When one murders oneself, he secures for himself eternal damnation? The short answer to the question is no. Judas did not repent, and he is not saved. In an interesting side note, by the way, some people often wonder, did Judas ever have a choice in the matter? Because it seems like, at least it seems to some, like Judas was predestined to betray Jesus and to die the miserable way that he did. But I don't believe that. I believe that Judas always had a choice. Yes, Judas was the one who betrayed the Messiah, but he could very easily have repented of his sins. He could have sought out forgiveness, and he could have found it, but he didn't. And so, as a result of that, he became an example to us of what the guilt of sin can do to a person, how it tortures our souls, and how it can be something that can ultimately cause us to do something rash that will seal our eternal fate for the worse and not for the better. Well, that's about all that I have to say about that, and that's just about all of our time. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of What Does the Bible Say? I want to encourage you and your family to come and visit us at the Madisonville Church of Christ. We would love to have you at any of our regularly scheduled worship services and Bible studies. As a matter of fact, beginning on June the 6th, Sunday, June the 6th, we are going to be resuming our Sunday morning Bible studies. We have had to cancel those, and we've had them suspended for about a year and a half now since the pandemic began. But now we feel that the time is right for us to be able to add those back. So, we want to encourage you and your children to come and visit us at the Madisonville Church of Christ. And if it's after June the 6th, well, feel free to come at 9:30 and participate in our Bible class program. We also have worship every Sunday morning at 10:30. We have worship every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., we have Bible classes. And again, we will be going back to Bible classes for all ages starting on Wednesday, June the 2nd. So if it's after June the 2nd, please come and bring your kids, and we will have Bible classes for all ages. We appreciate everyone's support, especially through the time of pandemic that we've all been experiencing. We appreciate all the things that folks have done to encourage us in continuing to preach the Word of God and to spread the message of the gospel of Christ far and wide. And we appreciate you for tuning in to this program and for supporting us in all the ways that you have. I hope that you will tune in again next week for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? I hope that you will continue to study your Bible. I hope that you will read it every single day. And if you have any questions about the things that you run across in your studies, well, please bring them to our attention so that we can talk about them here together and so that we can all learn together here on What Does the Bible Say? As always, it is my sincere hope and fervent prayer that God will bless you as you study His holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?